We're holding a week away from Tainis Esther and the Yom Kedoshim of Purim. And everything in this world needs hachana if you really want to get from it. L'mashal, a person goes on a vacation. If he doesn't prepare an itinerary of what he's planning on doing, and he just figures, you know, when I get there, I'll figure it out. Usually he doesn't get too much from his vacation. You have to have your plans, you have to have your hachana in order to really utilize and get from what you have. And the Mela by Ruchnius, it's mamash like that also. That if we want to get from a Dava Ruchni, it's all based on our hachana, if we prepare for it. If we don't prepare, we can't get. And especially when it comes to Yontav of Purim, where if you don't have a hachana, Yom Tov Purim has the inyan of drinking, and a person could mamish go to Purim and drink and be drunk and get nothing out of his Purim but being drunk. And mamish walk away empty. And therefore it's so important to have a hachana and prepare for the Heilige days. I want to begin with a few questions. The first question, we know all the Yamim Tovim have a specific hashpoz hazman of what they're mesugal for. We know, let's say, by the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, we say in our davening, it's Zman Chayruseinu, it's Zman of Chayrus. Shavuos is a zman matan Torah. So, what's the hashpoas hayoyim of the Yontiv of Purim? How would we define what we're supposed to get from the Heilige days of Purim? What's the hashpoas hayoyim? What's it a zman for? A second question. Purim begins with the Tainis Esther. Tanesim in general, throughout our year, are always marking a day of epis, something in the Churban Beis HaMikdash, at one of the steps of different points of Churban. And if the Tainis has a tachlis, then if we're misoyer properly, we're hoping that we're going to go ahead and fix the Churban Beis HaMikdash and we'll have a bayis shlishi. So that's typical the Tanesim that we have throughout the year. And we understand very well the tachlis of the Tainis. How would you explain what's Posh Pshat in Tainis Esther? What does this mean? Okay, so she fasted, so we should fast. What does her fasting have to do with us? What's the purpose of it? We're not bringing down Bayis Shlishi like regular Tanesim that would be in Misak and Churban Beis HaMikdash. So what's the point of the Tainis? And a final question, number three. We all know the famous Shulchan Aruch. In Simon Tafrei Sadi Hei, Chayiv Inish Lubsumi Paraya, person is obligated to drink and become drunk on Purim, Adlo Yodav in Oru Haman Lebaruch Mordechai. Until your mamash can't chop the chiluk of Oru Haman Lebaruch Mordechai. And Kiyadua, the Rama writes on the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Oimrim, Shein Tzorach Mishtaka Kolkach, you don't have to drink so much. And he ends off, Echad Hamarbe VeEchad Hamamit. Whether you drink a lot or you drink a little, the main thing is So the third question I want to know is, what does it mean? What's the kavona l'shem shemayim that we're talking about, that we're supposed to have? Whichever mahalach you take of echad amarbe v'echad amamit, the main thing is echad libo l'shemayim. What's the kavona you have to have l'shem shemayim? What are we thinking? What's the kavona? These are the three points I'd like to address. The The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs writes, Moiridika words in defining this Yontif of Purim with Kriyas HaMegillah. He writes like this, the Rambam. HaNeviim im Bezdin, the Neviim with the Bezdin at the time, Tiknu were Mesakin, Vitzivu Likreis HaMegillah Bainasa, and they were mitzavas to read the Megillah at its proper time, Kedei Lahazkir Shvachov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to remember and mention the praise of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Utshua Sh'asa Lanu, the salvation that he gave us and was close to our cries, says the Rambam, and the Tachlis, why we're celebrating a Yom Tov of Purim, is to let known for the rest of the future generations, she'emes ma sheftichonu b'Torah, that it's true what the Torah promised, that the pasuk says, "Ki mi goy gadol, asher loy elokim krovim elav, kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav." It's true what the pasuk promised. Who is this great nation that the Rabbeinu Shalom so close to them, like Hashem is with Klal Yisrael? B'chol kareinu elav means whenever we call out, Hashem is with Klal Yisrael. The Rambam over here in this beautiful Lashon that he writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he seems to be defining for us the Yom Tov of Purim with the Iker Chi of Purim is the Kriyas HaMegillah of Purim. The Tachlis, says the Rambam, is for all generations to be mechazik this inyan of realizing ki mi goy gadol asher lo yelokim krovim elav kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav, which means the Rambam is telling us that Chazal foresaw the future and they knew there's going to be generations later on which are going to be skeptical about the relationship they have with Hashem. Is Hashem really with me? Hashem is really close to me. Every time I talk to him, he really hears me. Even if it's not during one of the tefillahs, if I talk to Hashem, he's listening to me. B'chol kareinu elav. My relationship with Hashem is so close. Is it really true? The Yom Tov of Purim is supposed to mechazik that inyan. It's supposed to go ahead and bring out that it's emes ma'ashev techinu b'Torah. It's true what the Torah promised. This is the reality of Klal Yisrael. This is the reality of Am Yisrael. This, says the Rambam, is what we're supposed to get from the Yom Tov. This goes very well with the Vilna Gaon in the beginning of Megillas Esther is Pirush. The Vilna Gaon said something phenomenal. It's going on the Gemara in Chulin, on Daf Kuf Lamed Tesamid Beis, where the Gemara in Chulin asked the famous question, Esther min HaTorah minayim. Where do you find Esther in the Torah? And the Gemara answers, the Chsiv, a pasuk says, V'anoichi hastir astir ponai behem b'yoimahu. I'm going to hide my face from them on that day. That's being meramez to Esther. V'anoichi hastir astir ponai. This is the conversation of the Gemara in Chulin. Frek de Vilna Gaon, L'chayra ha-maymar hazeh ein lahavin. There's practically no understanding to what the Gemara is talking about here. My koshaluhu al Esther minayin. What was bothering the Gemara? Where do you see Esther? Yoisim mishar tzadikim shenasa neis al yideyem. There's so many tzadikim and nisim happened through them. You go through Tanakh. Every time we know where it's merumas to go ahead and talk about it, Why all of a sudden are we asking Esther more than anybody else? Where are they merumas in the Torah? Everything's merumas in the Torah, and we don't ask about the other tzaddikim where their merumas. Zakta Vilna Gaon, there's something else happening here in the Gemara in Chulin. The message of the Gemara in Chulin is to bring out to us, when a nes happens in Eretz Yisrael, he says, like the nes of Chanukah, it's eino nes kol kach. It's not such a great miracle. It's an Eretz Yisrael after all. Atzeinu HaKadosha. Einei Elokov Bo. The Rebbeinu's eyes are always on it. It's a whole different thing if it's an Eretz Yisrael. O bezok de Vilna Gaon, by a yomtif of Purim, we're there, we were in Golos. The Gemara in Chulin is asking, Esther min haTorah minayin, Pirush, what it means is, Heichon merumis, where do you see in the Torah? Shafilu behester upon him. Esther min haTorah means when Klal Yisrael has a hester upon him, a hidden face from Hashem. The Hainu Begolus, Klal Yisrael's in a Golus. Oysalonu Neis Godel Kazeh, the Rebbeinu Shem still performs big Nisim for Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shem still with us. Esther min haTorah minayin, where do you see that? And on that, the Gemara responds, says the Vilna Gaon, Tichsiv anoichi haster aster ponay b'yoyim ahu, that afilu b'shas hester ponim, even when it's a hester ponim and you're in a golus, as shaleach as Esther, I send the Esther or anybody else to go ahead and be with you. Astir merumiz al Esther, Sha'oysalon or Nisim. The Rebbeinu Shem still performs Nisim. Achein behester. The Rebbeinu Shem's relationship with Klal Yisrael doesn't change. Although we're in Golus. Although we're experiencing Hester upon him. Says the Vilna Gaon, the Gemara is teaching us, even through those periods of times, the Rebbeinu Shem's with us equally, performing Nisim in a Hester Dika fashion, in a hidden way. And that's what the Rambam means, that the Rebbeinu Shel Hashgacha Pratus is with Klal Yisrael. Kimi goy gadol, asher lo yelakim kreivim eilov. The Rebbeinu Shel is close. Hashem lekeinu b'chol kareinu eilov. All times, b'chol kareinu, the Rebbeinu Shel's Hashgacha Pratus always with us. This is the message of the Yontif of Purim. Purim is there to set the record straight. We live our lives without this hakara, without this recognition. We feel left alone. We don't feel Hashem is involved in every step of my life. And on that, Purim's there to mechazek this inyan and set the record straight, the mistake you're making. All your worries, all your stress, all your challenges, the Rebbeinu Shem's worrying with you. He's involved with every step of it, and he's there holding on your hand with you at the time. And that's what the Yom Tov of Purim is coming to teach us in the Hester Ponim, in the Golos. The Rebbeinu Shem's with Klal Yisrael. B'chol Kareinu Eilov. And the emes is, in the nes of the story of Purim itself, if you look at Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, in the Megillas Esther, the Pasuk says, Balaylo hahu nodlo shnas ha-melech. That night, the king, Achashverosh, wasn't able to sleep. And like the Pasuk brings down, Vayomer lahavi seif ha-zichronis, bring the book of all the memories. I want to see, seif ha-zichronis. Chazal tell us that over here, when it says Shnas Hahu Balailahu Nodlo Shnas HaMelech, Melech is referenced to Hashem. Says Chazal, Shomo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kol Bichyosam. The Ribbono Shel Olam heard their cries. It was the evil God of Yehudim. They were crying out to Hashem about the decree. And the Ribbono Shel Olam's sleep, as if was not able to go continue. Kaviyachol. Which means the Ribbono Shel Olam was moved by their cries. But Oysa Shah says Chazal, Nisgalgulu Racham of Shalak Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam Rachamim was moved. V'omad Mikisei Din, V'yosha Mikisei Rachamim. Although Klal Yisrael did Chatoim, and they were Chayiv Kloya, totally being wiped away, La'abdom. But says Chazal, when the Ribbono Shel Olam heard the cries of Klal Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel Olam went from his Kisei Din to Kisei Rachamim. It was Nodadosh Das HaMelech. And he brought Sefer Zichronos. In the Yalkut Shemoni it's written, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, B'chiyas Ketanim Ani Shemeya, I hear cries of youngsters, Kigdim Mitloyim, like little sheep, Uketanim Bnei Odom, like little kids. What does this mean? So the Mefarshim explain, Ki Ushemeya Kol Kebehemus Ukebnei Odom. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, I hear cries. The cries sound like young animals, but also like young children. Shebitzad Echod, the Ribbono Shel Olam was saying, Ein lahem zchus, be'etzem they have no zchusim. Behem ki behemos. They're like animals. They have to be brought to shechita, there's no zchusim to save them. Klal Yisrael was choyta. Oh, but mitzad sheni, yirash yesh lahem zchus. I see they have a zchus, they're davening, they're coming to me. Behem ki bnei Adam. Since the Ribbono Shel Olam dance according to the moment, but Oysa Shah, where you are at the time, and they were Gimel Yamim, the Gimel Leilos, Betainis, Me'ein Safek Sheish Lam, Eschus, Etaka Hav Eschus, and the Ribbono Shel Olam saved Klal Yisrael. What we see from this Chazal is that the Gantza Maisa of Megillas Esther, it's the closeness that the Ribbono Shel Olam has with Am Yisrael. The whole Karein way love. The Ribbono Shel Olam is always with them. And in Melo, in that thickness of darkness, they cried out and the Ribbono Shel Olam saved them. Because Am Yisrael is the whole Karein way love close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's to me, Goy Godol, Asher Lo Yelakim Kraven Melov. This is something we have to realize and put into our bloodstreams how close we are with Hashem, even when we feel distant, like the darkness of that story in Megillas Esther, where Klal Yisrael really felt removed. A Yid has to know, B'chol Kareinu Elov, you're always close with Hashem, even Behester upon him. In Medrash Tehillim, the Medrash writes in Kapitel Chav Beis, "Bicho botchu aviseinu, botchu vatifaltemoi." In you are always trusted, and in their trust you save them. Eilecha zo'aku v'nimlotu. What does this mean? Bicho botchu aviseinu, elu Mordechai v'Esther. And that's why it's vatifaltemoi. You save them. Eilecho zo'aku v'nimlotu. That's the divrei hatzoymes v'zakosom. The God's Klal Yisrael was crying and fasting, and Mamela, you saved them because you heard them. This was the metzias of the story, where Klal Yisrael, even though there was a decree to be wiped away, they knew they're still close with the Ribbono Shel Olam, even the Hester upon them. I saw a Moira Dikavort that really goes very well with this realization that we're trying to get. And this is our Achana for Purim. In the beginning of Parashat Vayakel, the Pasuk says a very strange Lashon. Sheishes yomim te'ose melocha. 6 days your work should be done. It doesn't say do your melacha. It says it should be done. Sheish is yom and te'ose melacha. Uvayoyim ha'shvi yilchem koydu Shabbos ha'basa. The seventh day is Shabbos. What's pshat in this nusach? It should have said sheish is yom and tasa. Do. Do your work. What does it mean 6 days a week? Everything's done. So I saw a moridik pshat. The pasuk is being meramiz to one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim that we say every morning in the Animamims. Animamim be'emuna shalema. Every year it's supposed to believe with 100% emuna. Shehu yizbarach shemoy, that the Rabbeinu Shloilom, who also ba'oise ve'yase l'chol amasim. The Rabbeinu Shloilom did, and he does, and he will do, everything that goes on in my life. There's no way the Torah could say, Sheishas Yomim, do your malacha. Because you don't do. There's nothing that you do. You go through the motions, because that's what Rabbi Hashem wants from you. But never think for a moment that you're doing. The Rabbi Hashem does it all. He orchestrates it all. And that's a amunah that we need to have. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. The story went, there was a poor man who, through his hardships and his poverty, he decided, you know, every once in a while to buy a lottery ticket. You never know, maybe my fortune could change. So, this person bought a lottery ticket, and sure enough, he had to pick three numbers. So he picked 7, 8, and 19. And sure enough, the lottery was picked, and he was the lucky winner. 7, 8, 19 was his numbers. So, he went down to the lottery place to pick up his money. He really won a hein rav of money. And when he was picking up his money, the guy asked him, "Can I ask you out of curiosity why you picked 7, 8, and 19? So the man said, "You know, all my life I always loved the number 7. 7's my favorite number from the day I was born. I just love 7. 8 is the number after 7. And then when you put 7 and 8 together, you get 19. So that's why I picked 19. So the man looked at him and said, "You know, young man, 7 and 8 does not equal 19. You should have picked 7, 8, and 15. What are you picking 7, 8, and 19? It doesn't equal up." "Oh, well, it's a good thing I don't know how to add." This is what the man responded. "It's a good thing I don't know how to add." This maisa is the story of our lives. We have to realize we're not in control and we don't know how to add either. All the calculations and cheshbonis that we're always making, the rabbis, machshavos, belevish, always making cheshbonis, taking care of this and doing that and making that move, we feel like we're in control. And that's a terrible mistake. And Purim's there to wake you up and make you realize that it's a mistake. You're not in control. The Rabbeinu Shem controls it all. And the moment we start realizing the Rabbeinu Shem controls it all, that brings a tremendous simcha. And that's a chevuk of b'shenichnas adam marbim b'simcha. You're in the hands of Hashem. Hashem's holding your hand. He's holding you in His arms. It's a whole different thought. Every worry that you have, Hashem is worrying with you and taking care of it. Every stress, everything, all the challenges, the Rabbeinu Shalom is constantly with us. And that's what the Rambam's saying. Kimi goy gadol. That's what the Purim is about. That's what Megillah is about. To realize emes, mashef tichonu b'tayr. It's true what the Torah promised. Kimi goy gadol shaloy alakim kroy v'meylov. Chal Yisrael, the Rabbeinu Shalom's close with you. How close the Chol Kareinu Elov? This is something we have to constantly remember. And the Yontav of Purim with Kriyas Megillah is all about that. To reach this Madrega of Hakara and recognition, we have to realize, and really we find this in the Megillas Esther also, in Perek Hey, Pasuk Dalid, this is right after Achashverosh said, "Malcho Esther Amalko, ma bakosh oseich ad chatzi amalkos v'inosen loch." She was offered that I'll take care and do whatever you want. What does the pasuk say? Vatoymer Esther, imal al melech toiv, yovoy ha melech v'homan hayoyim el amishte, asher asisi loy. Esther's response is, come to my party with Haman. Chazal tell us that at that moment, Klal Yisrael Mamish was so confused. They didn't know what's going on. Miyoyim shezmina Esther es Haman l'mishta. Hitztaru b'nei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael went in pain. Omru zeh lazeh. Hayinu zekukim b'chol yoyim. Every day we needed shetavakesh min hamelch she'arguhu. We thought we have Esther in the palace. She's going to take care of getting rid of this Haman, and we'll take care of the decree that we won't die from the decree. And what happened today? He mizamenes oisa l'mishta. She's joining up with Haman, and she's having a party with him. But oisa shah, shofchu kol beis Yaakov es libom ubitku ba'avim shebashamayim. At that moment, they had nothing else to rely on. And they realized, and they poured out their hearts to the Rabbeinu Shalom, trusting only in Avinu Shebashamayim. What we see from this Chazal is that to reach this Madrega that we're talking about, of feeling the closeness to Hashem, it's when we realize that there's nothing else but Hashem. As long as we're still relying on other things, I rely on my bank account, I rely on this thing that I have, I feel good because I have that, I bought myself mace, I feel safe in the Goyim, and I have my gun. All the things in every area of your life where you have reliance, you're not able to go ahead and trust Avinu Shebashamayim. When it comes to a point that you realize, Ein lanu lishon el Avinu Shebashamayim, we have nothing else but Him, but by Re'elam, which the Rabbeinu Shalom is craving may love, that's the moment that you started to realize and live with Hashem. And this is an avodah. It needs hachana. It needs preparation. And the Yantar of Purim is all about that. It's an avodah we have to work on. I saw a saying once, delete all contacts but Hashem. So as I'm Muslim, you know, even our contacts in our phone, we feel so good that we have this, that. Delete all contacts. A person has to know if you have Hashem, that's where you have it all. If it's Hashem plus, you don't really have Hashem. And this is really the pshat. In Shoshanas Yaakov, we say a Meridika line in that song, Tshuasam Hayisa LaNetzach. When we describe Klal Yisrael's Yeshua in the days of Purim, we say the salvation, the tshuva, was for eternity. It was lanetzach. And the shaila is, what does it mean? It was lanetzach. Today we're still in galus. We're still suffering in galus. Where was the yeshua of Purim lanetzach? And yet this is what we say, tshuva sama yisa lanetzach. It was forever. What forever? And the answer is, like we continue in that niggin and we say, Lahoidia Shekol Kaivecha Loyevoshiv Loykomo Lanetzach Kalachaisin Bach. The Tshua was Lanetzach, and it developed a tikvasam, a hope, a chol dover dor, because it taught us Lahoidia, and let it be known. Purim, the Yomdin of Purim, the Nice of Purim, let it be known for all generations, Bechol dover dor, to every Yid. Shekol Koivecha, anybody who is hoping in Hashem, anybody who turns to Hashem, Lo Yevoshuv Lo Yikomu LaNetzach, will never be turned away in shame without being granted what he's turning to Hashem for. Kol HaChaysim Bach, only if you chaysen, rely in him. This is the yesod of what the Yom Tov Purim is about. To really live with Hashem. And when you're really living with Hashem, you're guaranteed lo yevoshiv lo yikomu lanetzach, for all eternity, both here in Olam Hazeh and Leilam Habo, the Rabbani Shalom is never turning you away, he's taking care of you. The Vilna Gaon, in his Pirush Megillas Esther, writes a Meiridik Moshel that really brings out this point. He says, Moshel Lemelech, Shehoyoloi Ben Yochid, there was a king that had his only beloved child. V'hoyu Asarim Miskanen Boy, and all, everybody out there was very jealous. No one liked the fact that the king had his beloved son. Everybody out there saw the tremendous love that the king had for this kid. Liyamim, over time, chata haben. The bed did something wrong, he was chaita. La'aviv to his father. V'girish ha'isoy, he had no choice, he had to chase him out of the palace. Liyar, into the forest. V'savra ben, when the child was wandering the forest, because he was chased away from the palace by his father, the child felt, Oviv Ozav Isai. My father forgot about me. He left me. Vishokach Isai. He left me alone. He forgot about me. He chased me away. Abel Oviv, but his father for real, Barachamov Al Benoi, because the father has so much mercy on his kid, Hayamisyare, he always was worried. Shema Yifku Boy Chayas Roy Shabayar, the wild animals in the forest. Isorov or the other ministers from other countries, Hasainu might say they hate him. They might do something. Ma'asa, so what did he do? Sholach es avodov hamishorisim oisoyim l'toychayar. He sent out servants, disguised, dressed up, that they should always be around the forest, watching his kid. Ach oma lohem, but he warned them, sha'al yoda b'noi mizeh. My kid can never know about this. It's the only way he's going to come back and do tshuva. Asha also, the wrong that he did to me, the king. Liyamim, over time, what happened? Baal of Doiv, he's walking in the forest and a bear attacks him. All of a sudden, from nowhere, Bo'echad Avdi Aviv Itzili. All of a sudden, this random guy goes and shoots the bear dead and saves his life. Savra Ben Shemikra, he thought, ah. Thank God the guy was there. Achakach Bosar Echom Isoinav, all of a sudden, one of the enemies from a different country, one of the ministers, came to attack him. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Omar Echom Avdi, all of it, Seal Miyadav, all of a sudden, got saved again. The Haven Aben, all of a sudden, the kid's not understanding. Looking back in retrospect, this happened already a handful of times. Kiechev Shashiyam Mikru Kol Kak Tifa Tamid. How can it always just happen that I get saved? The Haven Shazois Asa Ovid. And then he realized, my beloved father is the one that set this all up. The Niska Avas Ovid Beliboy. And it was Tekua in his heart. It got engraved in his heart, planted in his heart, a tremendous love for his father. The Chazam Shuvah Shleim, and he came back to his father. Zokta Vilna Goyin, Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rabbani Shalom does the same thing with Klal Yisrael. Shaloch Aysanu Begolos, he sent us to Golos. And in Golos, it's a Hester upon him. And the Rabbani Shalom knows that it's very difficult here in Golos to live and survive. And the Mele Rabbani Shalom sent Shaloch Itanu, he sent with us all his different messengers. So many different shluchim that are constantly taking care of Klal Yisrael. Am Yisrael's survival in the last 2,000 years in Golos is a pella. It's mamash a neis nigla. And how do we survive? Because the Rabbeinu Shalom is watching us like this mashal, the king is watching his son. And in Mela, this is the message that we have to take for our own personal lives. In your own life too. Remember 6 months ago, that struggle that you had, you know how you're going to get out of it? And somehow now it's gone. Remember last year you had that challenge, you didn't know what to do, and all of a sudden it's gone. And you start thinking back. You had so many different worries throughout your life. You had so many different struggles throughout your life. All these challenges, this yoinis, matzovim, things that you had no etzah for. You don't know what you're going to do. And somehow, Baruch Hashem, you passed it. You're sitting here today, Baruch Hashem. Those are all history. And then you start realizing, you know something? The Rabbeinu Shalom saved me from that. It wasn't what I did. Hashem saved me. And Hashem saved me from that. And Hashem orchestrated that. All Hashem's orchestration, how the Hester upon him. He didn't see Hashem. He didn't reveal himself. It's behester upon him. This is what Purim is about. Realizing, like the same thing in the story of Purim, it's a 9-year story. And after the whole thing, you realize it was all Hashem's divine orchestration. And that's the yesod of our own lives. And that's the purpose of what the Yontif is about. To instill in ourselves be'emuna shelema, this yesod of a whole new way of living. It's a whole new way. You pick yourself up to a whole new level. And the emes is, Tainus Esther is no different. We were asking our second question, what's Tainus Esther about? If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tov Reish Pei Vav, over there in Sif Beis, where it says, Mis'anen B'yud Gimel Ba'Adar, you have to fast on the 13th of Adar, the Mishnah Brewer writes, here may Mordechai ve'Esther, because in the times of Mordechai, Nikalu B'yoyim B'yud Gimel Ba'Adar Yilochem, there was a Mechama. They need to daven to get help in their war. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, V'lochein Nogu Kol Yisrael, for all generations we have a hanhoga of fasting. L'is'anos b'yugim ba'adar. V'nikra Tainus Esther, it's called Tainus Esther. Why are you fasting? What do you have to do today with what happened then? Zok Chofetz Chaim, Kidei Lizkor, the purpose of the Tainus is for you to remember. Shashem Yisborach Roya Vishoimeya Kol Ish Bei Sarosoi. The Rebbeinu Hashem is watching you and listening to you, each person individually in your difficulty. Kashe Yisane V'yoshev Al Hashem. When you fast and you come close to Hashem, the Chol Levavoi, like what you do on Tainus Esther, the day of fasting, the day of tshuva, you come closer to Hashem. If you're going to utilize the day of Tainus Esther properly, and you come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam listens and sees what you're going through. Like he did then, and he saved Klal Yisrael, he'll save you too from your challenges. He'll save you too from all your difficulties. And that's what Tainus Esther is about. Mamash connected to the Yontif of Purim. To strengthen this idea of realizing Hashem is with me and watching and listening. This is Tainus Esther. And the emes is, when it comes to our third ha'ara, about drinking, a pellet, there's a mitzvah to drink. We don't have that throughout the year in any mitzvahs. Here you have a mitzvah to drink and get drunk. And the Ramah says, Echad amarbe, echad amamit, at least yichav alibel ha-shamayim. What does it mean to have kavan l'shem shamayim? What kavan are you having? So listen to the words of the Chassam Sofer that he wrote in Drush Aleph, Purim Tov Kuf Samach. Chayiv inish l'psumi b'paraya. A person is obligated to become drunk ad lo yodol ben or hamol morach mordechai. Yesh l'farish. We can explain what's pshat in this. This is a day that the Kaveya to have extra tremendous simcha. Mishum, extra simcha comes through drinking, obviously. You drink and you become happy. Mishum, ki mimenu neida. From this day of Purim we can learn, shegam bimei in your neinu, when we have our own suffering and challenge, vitzaraseinu, and our own sorrows. Whatever we're going through in your personal life, mikol mokom lo yhesir hashkachosoy mimenu. The Rebbeinu Hashem never removes his watch from you. Ulazeh hatam, and it's for this reason, nirali shediktiku kolkach b'shtiyas yayin. This is why the mitzvah had to be done with wine. You have to drink. Why? Mishum deloy nivra elul nachem aveilim. The Gemara in Erevin and Samach Hay writes, wine, one of the purposes was there, like Nivra Ella was made for, L'nachem Aveilim L'mori Nefesh. People that are down, person Nebuch lost someone beloved, and he's in mourning, or he's Tamzai Mori Nefesh, he's bitter, Wine was there to cheer him up. So what's the purpose? Why is the mitzvah on Purim dafka with wine? L'hayrois lanu simin, to give us this message. Sheniye kiyayin hazeh, shafilu b'meitzarois shel adam. Even when you're experiencing something, you're going through some difficulty, some challenge. V'samchoy u'mishachoy dagoisev. You can become a simcha and forget about your worries. Kenanachlu nishka kol tzoriseinu v'shibudeinu. A person, us too, could forget all our problems. V'nashlech kol yohaveinu al Hashem. And you can throw your whole entire package under Rabbeinu Shleilam. Ki lo yitcheinu v'lo yazveinu. Because Rabbeinu Shleilam never leaves you and doesn't forget about you. V'imkein kol echad yishayir ba'atzmai lishtois kol kach yayin. Person should be mishayin himself to make sure to drink enough wine. The idea is as if you're going through a tzara and you need to drink wine to forget about your problems. To be misamchoi, kocho yishte. That's how you're supposed to be drinking, and that's what it means. Hainu adwa yada ben orahama lebaruch Mordechai. Hainu yemei inyonoi, the days of inui, the suffering of orahama, of Haman's days. And the happiness of Bein Baruch Mardukhai Shem Yehem Yimei Yeshua Lanu, the days of Yeshua, should be no different, meaning that a person should be drinking, and with what tachlis? One idea, says the Chafetz Chaim, says the Chassam Sofer. There's one message in drinking, says the Chassam Sofer. It's there to show us that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is never forgetting about you, and wine is the method that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave us in Olam Hazeh. Like the Gemara in Erevin says, wine was dear to Masameach, people that are down. L'nachim aveilim ulamari nefesh. And Meila on Purim specifically. And this is what the Ramal Achara means. Whether Echad Amarbe, whether Echad Amamet, whichever mahalach you have personally, what you know what to do, how you're able to handle what you do. The bottom line is, Ulvad Shechav and Libel HaShemayim. I'm not drinking just to drink. I'm not drinking just to become plastered and get drunk. That's not why I'm drinking. I'm drinking for one purpose. I recognize the Yisoyed of Purim, the message that we have to walk away with, how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is in charge of my life, and I feel comfortable because he's taking care of me. And the same way when I have a difficulty, wine is made to forget your problems, I'm drinking wine on Purim to get to that realization that everything's in the hands of Hashem. And all the problems, I'm always so worried. My seichel's always in the way. I'm always making calculations. I'm thinking I should do this and take care of that. Stop using your seichel. And that's what wine does. Wine gets rid of your seichel. And when there's wine, it gets the vatal your seichel, then you could be with the Rabbeinu Shlom. And that's the yisoid of drinking, of the mitzvah that they gave us, to bring us to such levels of recognition. And I still brought down Abisrael Salanta. Shlomo Volba talks about this at Ali Shur. Bisol Salanta was Mekayim Dvorim Kipshutam. When it came to drinking, he was Mekayim Et Mamash Kipshutam. They bring down that Bisol Salanta was Shikr Kishikrusay Shaloit Mamash. As light, as Shikr as light was, or Noyach, that's how Shikr Bisol Salanta was. And yet, Uvamatsev Zeh, in the situation when he was tight Shikr, means without stopping the entire day, he was saying chidushim b'charifus, sharp chidushim u'ga'inus lahafli b'chol hashas. Rishol Salanta was shikr, tight shikr, dead shikr, and yet what was coming out of his mouth was chidushim neflom b'charifus in kol ha'tayrikul u'kol hashas. And he used to say, the yisoid of what he was displaying by becoming so shikr, he said it was a bechina ala guf. It was a test on your guf to see if the natural guf became so shtik toira that when you get drunk and you have no seichel, what's coming out of you? Kol kulei toira. So even your physical guf came a cheftz of toira. This is what Bisrael Salanta used to say. And it's brought down in Ali Shur that there was once a Godel Echad that came by Bisrael Salanta on Purim, and he saw how tight Shikr Bisrael Salanta was. And everybody's listening to his Chidushim and everything. And this Godel said that Yori La'atzeh, I'm very scared to become that shikr. Because mi yodeya, if I'm holding with such a madrega, that my guf is a shtik toira, if I lose my mind, who knows what's going to come out if I'm tight shikr. This is what the Godel said, which means not everybody's on the level of Yisrael Salanta. So it's very posh when it comes to us too. We have to remember the ikr. We're coming to a Yom Tov of Purim that could change your life. You know, the Arizal says, Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur, the highest madriga that we reach the whole year, which is Yom Kippur, is only Kippurim, it's like Purim. So the Arizal, Purim's even greater than Yom Kippur. Which means you have the ability, with this Heilige Yom Tov of Purim, if you make the proper achanas beforehand, that Purim could change around your life. You can start feeling a relationship with Hashem. You can start living with Hashem. You don't have to be alone without Hashem and doing everything on your own, and that's how you fail. You could actually transform your life to a life with the Rabbeinu Shleilam and strengthen this idea of Mi Goy Godel Hashem Lo Yelakim Kroivim my love. How Hashem is so close with me. B'chol Kareinu Eilav. Purim is a day that could change your life. And you could utilize the mitzvah of drinking to help you out in that. But don't chas v'shalom give up the whole yontav of Purim being so busy just getting drunk and forgetting about the tachlis and walking away from the yontav with nothing. We have to realize the opportunity that's before us and we should seize the moment. Just end off how Chazal tell us how Purim was a time where the Rabbi Shem sealed it in a way, like the Pasuk says, Kiksav Hashem Nichta B'Shem HaMelech. Something's written B'Shem HaMelech means Hashem. V'Nechta B'Tabas HaMelech Ein L'Hoshev, can't be changed. And it was a real decree of Kloya. The Klal Yisrael is going to be wiped away. And the Svarim say that Purim was a time for Tchiyas HaMeisim. Klal Yisrael became new. It was a whole new beginning. The Rebbe Hashem couldn't wipe away his decree. And yet, Klal Yisrael still exists because there's a whole new Tchiyas HaMeisim of Klal Yisrael. And that's Vahanapachu. To turn around everything mamish, totally the opposite direction. We have to realize in our own lives, we all have this opportunity. We all have this opportunity to be Mechaya Meisim. Rachman al-Islam, many of us are really mace in regard to our Ruchdias. Let's face reality, let's be honest. This is not the way we want to look. It's not the way we want to act. It's not the way we want to be. And we're not happy with our madrega in Ruchnias. And for all practical purposes, you could call yourself mace. You can have a heart pumping, but you're dead in your Ruchnias. And you really need a Tchiyas HaMeisim. Let's utilize this Yantav of Purim, which is a Zman of Tchiyas HaMeisim. It's a Zman of strengthening the relationship with Hashem to a whole new level that we have, we just don't realize. And Be'ezer Hashem, if we're making properly for the Yontif of Purim, we'll take a gift from the Yontif, the Gevaldik of Brachas, that can be showered upon us even more than in Yom Kippur, a Yontif of Purim. And Be'ezer Hashem, it's going to change our lives. And let this be the Yontif that's going to bring us Be'ezer Hashem, B'nisim Asidim Ligol, B'yas Mashiach Tzadkeinu, B'meir V'yameinu, Amen.